Welcome to another episode of Little Talks, your weekly dose of marketing news and insights from Littlefield Agency.
This is my life now. Carrie will be mortified if she finds out.
You're a big Celsius guy now, huh?
I have to be. I need the energy.
Here's the crazy thing. 1 week ago,
yeah,
you barely knew what Celsius was.
I couldn't pronounce it.
Now I think this guy's getting kickbacks.
Well, we're going to find out. Celsius. Official drink of Littlefield Podcast.
Welcome back to another edition of Little Talks with Littlefield Agency. I'm Sam Littlefield. This is
Roop.
Roop is in the house. Roop is on cloud nine today.
Oh, you don't even know.
He was a little scattered last week. It's okay. We won't hold it against him. Roop, why are you on cloud nine?
Two reasons. One, Celsius. And two, we had, on the script says, call with greatness, our friend Jay Schwedelson. Where's the applause at?
Give the applause.
Good Lord. There it is.
We have big news. Jay Schwedelson, you've heard us reference him many a times in the last 6 to 7 months since Root met him at Inbound, is going to join us as a guest on our podcast from Florida.
Yeah. But
this will be our first remote podcast.
Yeah. And it will. But
why are you so excited? Because we literally just got to meet with him.
Yeah, we just had a pre-game call with Jay, and he couldn't be nicer. They say don't meet
great
your
guy.
Heroes, but great guy. If I could just give a shout out to Celsius. Jay also pounds these things, apparently.
He had a couple boxes
there, which was Greg. I get the flavors he's using. But, he was great. We're talking about topics and what we're going to do there and some technical setups and things like that. But he'll be our first remote guest in, we think, 2 weeks.
This will be March 27th. Yeah. We've got some to-dos on our side. We're really excited. I think Brandon's super pumped to do a remote version of the podcast. Right, Brandon?
Brandon likes a challenge.
Can we get a heck yeah?
It's as close as you can get.
We'll get you to speak at some point. So that's awesome. We're super excited. We have actually another planned guest that's probably going to join us in April or May. We'll keep you on your toes there and announce that person. But
that one's
actually Joy Holver's idea. Is a great idea.
Yeah, that's going
to
be good.
We also have to get his approval.
He needs to know he's coming on.
There's no promises. He's a busy guy. I'm not going to say the company name, but I'm really excited to announce that we are about to onboard a new client. And we're working just through some contractual things. Should have a signed proposal soon. Adriana, Jenny, and Michelle, we are so excited to be working with you. There's an energy here at the agency with a new client, family-owned business, third generation. Very, very cool, right in our wheelhouse.
So perfection.
We are very, very excited to get that going here in a couple of weeks. Just want to give you all a shout-out and a welcome to the agency.
Yeah, welcome.
Yeah. You'll probably get to meet him at some point.
Yeah, we may have him on the podcast at some point.
Hey, I love that.
There you go.
Actually, that's a great idea.
Yeah.
Some great news in the sense of this wall behind us. You're going to see that come to life probably within the next 2 weeks. Ben from Woody River Hardwood, phenomenal guy, texted me 2 days ago, sent these guys a picture and video. Oh,
it's so good.
It's pretty awesome.
It's so incredible.
Ben is so talented. He's working, it's going to be powder coated. We're going to leave it at that, but you're going to see this come to life. That will be our main focus.
But if you're watching this versus listening, we have this, it's kind of neat, the soundproof black wall behind us that we...
It looks good. Yeah.
But what Woody's doing for decoration behind us in replacing this table I hate that we're sitting at is incredible.
His name is not Woody.
What is it?
Ben, but I love it.
Oh, wait, what's in the Celsius this week? Ben.
Are you slurring your words? Put vodka in there, you crazy man.
Yeah, Mike.
No, anyway, it's going to be great. And then our last shout out, Sean Hubbard, very, very good friend and a wonderful client of ours from Ditch Witch. He is in-house, a few feet that way right now, working on all things media. We have Sean back in the house tomorrow with Scott and Kristen for just a big kind of branding day. So a lot of great Ditch Witch work here at the agency this week and always. But love having our clients in-house. And we have an out-of-town client in-house next week. We will announce that then, but very exciting. So a lot of moving pieces, a lot of good things going on. Happy middle of March.
Yeah, happy. This is still winter, right? When's spring start?
I think we're in spring.
It's like the 21st or something.
It's 80 degrees here today. I'm in shorts right now. I'm not going to lie to you. It's lovely.
That's not unusual. Sam's in shorts almost every day.
Hey, not the winter. Come on. We have a great one today in the sense of just one topic. We have one topic today, Brandon. And that is the power of automation tools, Mr. CRM and content. Takeaway.
Yeah, so
I love this.
So automation it easily folds into things like CRMs and emailing programs and MailChimp and Constant Contact and things like that out there. That's probably known. But
when you think of the last 10 years, right, marketing automation, it's all that's talked about.
So if you already know about automation, then you can turn the podcast off and you're done.
No, he's messing with you. Don't listen to him. He's crazy.
But what we find a lot of times is we will meet with a client that is just, I think what happens is you kind of get set in your ways of doing things. And some of those ways are like 20 years old at this point or older. And it's worth, I would say, at least once a year, kind of evaluating processes across different departments and seeing where an automation process might make that person or department's job a little bit easier.
Yep.
And, you know, for us, a lot of times that involves employing a CRM like HubSpot or Salesforce, but not always. I mean, there's other opportunities for that. And so I'm going to read the line that I wrote.
That's good.
We don't usually read from the script, but I wanted to just get this in. From streamlining mundane. Thanks. Tasks to crafting personalized customer journeys, automation isn't just about doing more and less. It's about igniting your marketing strategy with precision and insight. So automation also is usually, almost always, involves computers and machines.
Yeah.
And also eliminates not just the need for human labor, but human error, which is a bonus there, right? So, like, it can save you money here and there. Like, automation is a good thing overall. So some of the best practices for adopting automation is defining your goals. If you're looking at a process you've been doing, maybe you have paper surveys coming in to a person that sits in a room, and she or he has to take those paper surveys and type them into an Excel document all day long for record keeping or whatever happens with them from there. That's kind of a weird thing to still be doing now.
By the way, if you're doing that, take a picture of it, upload it to GPT, have it translate. Saves you about 30 minutes.
Pro tip. Oh. And we're going to talk about AI in this process here in a minute. But like, if your goal is to get rid of that that physical process, which is also probably time consuming, and free that person's time up to do more with that data versus wrangling and managing the data up front, look at how an automation might be able to do that. An automation in that particular case might be that you have an online survey that you've created. So instead of directing people to fill something out and mail it in, save them a stamp, save yourself a stamp, and just send them a link. Send them to the website, let them fill out that form. You get the same data. No one had to enter it. The person filling it out entered it, and you've created an automation process. It's not always, right? It's not always a good... Do that.
Well, and you think
about... Sorry, this also is hitting hard today, dude.
You think about long... You think about longer B2B sales cycles, right?
Yeah.
And that automation, excuse me, need some Celsius. That automation, there's a lot of time, energy, and effort in setting that up. But the data, to Rube's point, is phenomenal. And when I'm, let's talk first party data. I enter my name, Sam Littlefield, and I enter my email. And I'm not ready to convert yet. I'm not ready to buy your product. How are you building my customer profile over a 2-week, 4-week, 6-month, 8-month period? Because like I said, those sales cycles are longer. You're building that audience data. It's giving you more information on the intent that I'm expressing. Oh, hey, wow, Sam Littlefield now is really interested in the price of this skid steer or this mower. My intent is I'm obviously using buying language. Automations can be easy to set up. I talked to someone yesterday. He's like, oh, yeah, you know, do all this stuff. He called it, I've got everything on autopilot. That's great. He's got a nice life, I'm sure. But what are you doing with that information?
Yeah,
what are you doing in the ever-evolving world of segmented lists? You've got different audiences. I mean, there's a lot of moving pieces. It's easier said than done.
So step one there, define your goal. Like, what manual process are you trying to replace? And what are you ultimately going to do with that data? And how is it going to inform your customer profiles or marketing efforts or whatever? And that leads into the second one, that data is king. Keeping that customer data clean and up to date and accurate makes for more effective automation. When you have you've set it up correctly, and Sam is hitting those action points he mentioned a minute ago, you're gonna have better outcomes. Like when you know exactly what the automations or records are writing. So make sure your data stays clean through the process. That part takes a little work sometimes, and always be tweaking. This is the third one. Once you set up your automation, and you think, okay, I'm done. Everything's covered. I never have to look at this again. Not really. Every so often, it's a good idea to go back and audit your automations and things that you're working on and make sure there's not new opportunities or things that maybe are falling through the cracks or could be improved.
And that's a huge part of your job with our clients.
Yeah, that is a lot.
I mean, it really is.
That is a big one. It's kind of constantly tweaking, constantly looking at it to see what else we could do with it because new things come online all the time.
And for those B2B listeners that have a CRM in place that are doing this, kudos to you. That's awesome. Yeah. There's always opportunities to evolve and learn. I talk to a lot of B2B brands that still have a quote unquote Rolodex. They're not doing this.
Yeah.
They've got the spreadsheets that you're mentioning. And so at least getting it in the sense of set up and take that first step. Everyone did it at one point.
Yeah.
But you got to take the leap.
That time invested up front to do this really pays off as you move on.
So Rube, talk to us about AI, right? Like that's a huge component of this and very as we consider more and more efficiencies. What would you recommend there?
So if you're on a platform like HubSpot or Salesforce, and that's where you're primarily setting up automations and managing your customer profiles, and I hope that you are. We've had other podcasts about that. You're probably seeing a lot of AI being dumped into it already. And in some cases, it's useful. And in some cases, it's just kind of there because they could. There because it could, example, something HubSpot does I think is kind of wild, is when you set up a workflow, which is kind of a complicated automation system, there's some AI opportunity in there to describe, like it'll kind of read what your automation is and make a little summary of it that I don't know what I need that for, but like there's an AI usage. Other places, they've dropped AI in to help you kind of rewrite copy for subject lines or email body copy or maybe even find an image. They're starting to incorporate more image AI in there. So for content, it exists.
Yeah.
The opportunities for it, though, kind of expand when you're able to take an API and connect it to a full service like ChatGPT. And that's where Chris really goes to town, our analytics guru here. Taking the data that you're collecting, so getting rid of that manual process and getting rid of your spreadsheet, putting that data directly into a CRM, and then connecting that data to a closed wall, which we want to do, AI program like ChatGPT allows you to do more with that data, format it, look for patterns, find opportunities, because AI becomes more of a brain where automation is more of a timed if-then kind of statement.
Yeah.
You know, at this time,
that's
do that.
Point.
If this time, do that. AI says if this time, but then has some consideration to it. It can take multiple kind of factors on the data and make a decision or kind of give you an outcome, which is getting better. Like last year's HubSpot, we talked about this. AI was all they talked about at Inbound.
Sorry, of course.
Last year's Inbound.
Yep.
They're rolling it out pretty, I would say, slower than I thought they would, but you're starting to see some of those things pop in. Some, like I said, some are useful, some aren't. But don't confuse the AI part with the automation. The automation is replacing manual, repetitive type work. AI is a tool to help your brain, right? Kind of help you think about things a little differently.
Yeah, and we were talking with Jay earlier, and here's the thing. There's so many people that can, let's say, dabble with a CRM, right? You know enough to be dangerous. You kind of get in, get out. You got a couple of workflows set. This is a full-time job. This can absolutely be a full-time job. And you probably have people at your company that are leveraging a CRM full-time like this. That's awesome. I think about Brad at Ditchwitch, right? He is living and breathing in HubSpot all the time. That's awesome.
He lives in two CRMs.
He lives in two CRMs. So if you have a position that is full time, that's amazing. If you don't, it's nice to have a partner that can, you know, help you in this sense, because a lot of times there's a company last year, a software as a service company, and they're a client of ours, and they came to us and they were like, hey, we just don't have the time. And you went in there and they had HubSpot was their CRM, and holy cow, the opportunity from a persona development to automations to workflows and the ever evolving nature of this was wild. And she just simply didn't have enough time as a party of one marketing director. So we get it. We see it.
And you know, I think sometimes those things seem daunting, or you're afraid you're stepping on someone's toes to kind of take over a process that they've been managing for, like I said, a decade or whatever. But, you know, the more you kind of listen and communicate, I think communication's the big thing on this.
Yeah.
I mean, it seems weird, but, like, the more you can talk to the people that are doing that work and you say, hey, what if I did this for you?
Yeah.
Or what if I could help you do this? Or Wouldn't it be great if, and that's kind of how you get those buy-ins, great. And you bring those people in to kind of help you, because you need them. They've been doing it a long time. They understand that, well, sometimes you get a survey that says this, or sometimes you get an email back that says that. Like, you need them to kind of help you figure out how to, I don't want to say properly replace them, but kind of properly free their time up.
Yeah, oh, that's a great point, Ruben. Yeah. I love that. So there's all things power of automation. Leveraging some AI in that is wonderful as well.
There's a write-up on our website.
There's going to be a write-up. And yeah, that's what we got for you this week. We are back at it next week. The week after, the one, the only, Jay Schwedelson will be here. And boy, you're excited. Oh, I'd love to see you enthused. Scale of 1 to 10. What do you think, like a 9.5?
I'm going to go 9.75.
Okay. On that note, before he starts shaking, we're going to sign off. Thank you for listening. Seriously, we love interacting with you all. We love this podcast. We're excited for you to see this come to life, our future guest speakers. Have a wonderful week.
Adios.
And that's a wrap. We hope you've enjoyed our little chat and found ways to grow your own marketing strategies. Remember to subscribe wherever you listen to podcasts and follow us on social media @Littlefield Agency.